Quick heads up, I do full chart readings at iamastrologyreadings.com if you want to go deeper. All right, let's get to it. The new moon at 28 degrees Capricorn carries the same weight for everyone. Saturn supervision, Mars execution, 30 days of purification complete. But where it lands in your chart shows the room you're rebuilding. What's your rising sign? Let's get into it. Aries rising. This new moon hits your 10th house of career and public role. This is a professional reckoning. You're moving from working to prove yourself to stepping into actual authority. Mercury Mars conjunct here give you command, but Saturn demands maturity. Your words carry weight now, but also consequences. What collapsed was the false ambition, the roles you wore that didn't fit. What clarified is your actual capacity to lead. Plan a specific step toward lasting professional legacy. Not a job change, the foundation of your authority. Something that will still matter in 5 years. The shadow, don't become the tyrannical boss you once rebelled against. You're building a legacy that empowers others, not just elevates you. This is stewardship, not domination. Saturn and Neptune sextiling from Pisces means your public role must reflect your inner alignment. Uranus trining brings sudden breakthroughs, but only if you innovate within solid structures. Your mantra, my ambition evolves as I evolve. Taurus rising, your ninth house of belief, philosophy in life, expansion gets rebuilt. This is about committing to truths that can withstand reality, not just comfort you. What collapsed were rigid dogmas, the beliefs you inherited but never tested. What clarified is what you actually believe when the structures fall. The wisdom earned through experience, not borrowed through books. Plan a concrete commitment to your expansion. Enroll in that course. Finalize that purposeful travel. Publish your ideas or dedicate yourself to a spiritual practice with actual discipline. Mercury Mars demands you articulate what you stand for and act accordingly. This is about living the answers you already know. The shadow, don't become dogmatic. The structure supports exploration. It doesn't wall it off. Uranus in your first house, trining this moon means your whole identity is shifting. You're locking the vault on limiting beliefs. Your truth has to be authentic now, even if it disrupts comfort. Mantra, my truth expands beyond what I once believed. Gemini rising, this lands in your eighth house. Shared resources, intimacy, transformation, power. This is a deep power reset. What collapsed were false securities and merged resources? Intimacy built on transaction rather than trust. What clarified is what you're actually willing to share and who you trust with access. Plan a responsible plan for shared finances, debt repayment, or an investment. Or commit to an intimacy that requires structure and accountability. This is about building trust through tangible merging. Mercury Mars gives you strategic leverage, but Saturn requires integrity. The shadow here is weaponizing financial or psychological power once you understand it. Don't control what should be shared. Saturn and Neptune reveal where your boundaries have been too porous. Uranus trine may bring sudden financial shifts or revelations around trust. This is the house of the emotional miser card. You're building a sanctuary of intimacy where you're safe to be soft without losing power. Stewardship of shared resources, not hoarding. Your mantra, I transform by telling the truth. Cancer rising. Your seventh house of partnerships and commitments gets restructured. After the Cancer full moon's emotional revelation, this offers a clean reset in your closest bond. What collapsed were partnerships built on need rather than choice, relationships where you played small to keep the peace. What clarified is what you actually need in partnerships and who meets you as an equal. Plan a formal commitment or a recommitment, a marriage, business contract, or conscious renegotiation of terms. You're building a partnership that can bear the weight. Jupiter exalted in your first house, opposing this moon, ensures your self-nourishment matters. Growth comes through discernment, not emotional overgiving. Mercury Mars forces the necessary conversations. Avoidance ends now. The shadow? Don't become controlling once you know your worth. The structure protects the bond. It doesn't suffocate the heart. Saturn and Neptune redefine commitment as both spiritually aligned and structurally sound. Uranus trining can bring sudden relationship shifts, new partnerships, or decisive endings. Your mantra? I build relationships that let me breathe. Leo rising, this new moon recalibrates your sixth house, daily work, health, routines. Your everyday life is being rebuilt for sustainability. What collapsed was work that drained without return, health practices that punished. The slave to the grind mentality. What clarified is what daily practices actually supports you and what service comes from overflow, not obligation. Plan a sustainable routine, a health regime, a new work process, something that structurally supports your vitality. Mercury Mars gives you surgical precision to fix your schedule. Saturn and Neptune reveal how burnout crept in through lack of boundaries. Uranus trine may shift your work environment suddenly. The shadow, don't become a rigid taskmaster. Your body is a sanctuary, not a machine. The system serves you, not the other way around. This isn't about doing more. It's about doing what you can sustain. What you build in your daily life now makes your larger goals not just possible, but inevitable. Your mantra, my daily life becomes a source of my freedom. Virgo rising, your fifth house of creativity, romance, and pleasure gets restructured. Joy must now serve something enduring. What collapsed were creative projects without structure. Romance built on fantasy. What clarified is what you actually enjoy creating and what pleasure sustains rather than depletes. Plan a disciplined commitment to a creative project or a conscious approach to dating. You're giving form to your joy, turning inspiration into sustainable practice. Mercury Mars gives you focus. Saturn insists that joy be earned through commitment. This is where art becomes craft and love becomes intentional. The shadow, don't overstructure your fun or make creativity a chore. You often measure out joy in small doses. This moon demands a larger container for your creativity, a space where your inner child can play safely. Saturn and Neptune infuse spiritual depth into art or love. Uranus trining may bring unexpected creative breakthroughs. Your mantra? My pleasure is a portal to my purpose. Libra rising, this grounds your fourth house, home, family roots, emotional foundation. Everything stands on this. What collapsed were living situations that couldn't support growth. Family dynamics built on obligation. What clarified is where you actually belong and what emotional security really feels like. Plan a concrete action to secure your foundation. Buy property, set family boundaries, commit to healing lineage patterns, create a private sanctuary. Mercury Mars demands direct conversations around boundaries. Saturn and Neptune dissolve fantasy and domestic matters. Uranus trining can trigger sudden shifts in living arrangements. The shadow, don't become cold or authoritarian at home. Don't build walls instead of a home. Security should provide warmth, not isolation. Jupiter opposite in your 10th balance's career and home demands. You're building a fortress against the world, but a garden for your soul. Mantra, I build a home that reflects who I'm becoming. Scorpio rising. This sharpens your third house, communication, voice, learning, local environment. Your words carry weight now. What collapsed was speech without substance, learning without application. What clarified is what you actually have to say and what learning serves your path. Plan a committed communication practice, writing, speaking, teaching, a learning commitment you're seeing through, or a local relationship you're choosing to rebuild or release cleanly. Mercury Mars conjunct here supercharges your ideas and networking. Your voice has authority now, but Saturn ensures what you say must be defensible. The shadow, don't weaponize your clarity once you know how to cut. Don't hoard knowledge. Speak with intention, not reaction. Saturn and Neptune refine intuition into discernment. Uranus trining may spark sudden conversations that alter your daily rhythms. This is about precision of truth, not manipulation. Your mantra, my words carry the power of rebirth. Sagittarius rising, your second house of money, resources, and self-worth gets a serious reset. This is the vault of value. What collapsed were income streams that cost more than they paid. Self-worth built on external validation. What clarified is what you're actually worth and what values guide your relationship with money. Plan a specific financial plan. Debt repayment, savings practice, new income structure. A value-based relationship with money that doesn't fluctuate. Mercury Mars brings strategic planning. Saturn demands sustainability. Uranus trine may bring unexpected income shifts. The shadow, this is the literal Four of Pentacles house. Don't become miserly once you have resources. True security comes from knowing your value is unshakable, not from clutching coins. Jupiter retrograde asks you to reconsider emotional attachments to security. You can afford to invest in growth without fear of bankruptcy. Your mantra, I invest in what makes me feel alive. Capricorn rising, this new moon in your first house, right on your head. You are the house being rebuilt. This is your personal year. What collapsed were versions of yourself that couldn't carry the weight who you're becoming. Identities built on others' expectations. What clarified is who you actually are when the masks fall. Plan a new self-concept, a physical or identity commitment. How you present, how you move through the world. You're building the you that will walk into the next decade. Mercury Mars in your sign gives you decisiveness, but Saturn requires maturity. You're the child carrying groceries, capable and innocent at once. The shadow, don't become too hard, too rigid. Extract the lie that you must be hard to survive. Keep your heart soft. Saturn and Neptune refine your self-image through spiritual realism. Uranus trining brings creative awakening. Jupiter opposite nurtures inner softness. This is not a beginning. It's an assumption of responsibility. Your mantra, I become the version of myself I've been waiting for. Aquarius rising, this works in your 12th house, the subconscious endings, hidden realms, the architecture behind the scenes. What collapsed were unconscious patterns that ran your life, spiritual bypassing disguised as a practice. What clarified is what needs release and what solitude actually serves. Plant a structured spiritual or restorative practice, therapy, meditation, shadow work, something that addresses what you can't see alone. You're building the inner sanctuary that supports everything else. Mercury Mars may surface buried thoughts. Saturn and Neptune ground spirituality into daily practice. Uranus trining supports quiet internal shifts. The shadow, don't get identified with your wounds or use spiritual practice to escape. The structure liberates you. It doesn't hide you. Venus-Pluto entering your first house next signals massive transformation ahead. This seed planted in private will silently support your public emergence. Your mantra, I surrender what no longer belongs to my future. Pisces rising, this structures your 11th house. Community, groups, future vision, alliances. Your future is being built. What collapsed were communities that drained. Friendships built on obligation. What clarified is who your real people are and what collective work you're willing to commit to. Plan a concrete step toward a long-held hope. Join a board. Formalize a friend group into a project. Set tangible goals for a vision. Mercury Mars demands clarity about who you build with. Saturn and Neptune in your first bring realism to dreams. Uranus trine may introduce new networks. The shadow, don't become elitist or controlling within your groups. Don't structure dreams so tightly they can't breathe. You're building a network where everyone is free to fly, but the group is protected. Your community becomes your foundation. Your mantra, my future expands when I choose the right people. The seed you plant at 28 degrees Capricorn carries the weight of this journey. It's load-bearing. Make sure you plant well. If this resonates with you, leave a comment below. Come to the website, iamastrologyreadings.com. Hit contact, leave me a message there. If you want to have a private conversation with me, hit booking, book a reading. I'd like to have that conversation with you. If you want to show your appreciation, I Am Astrology Readings, Cash App, Venmo, PayPal. I'm Paul Heath. This is I Am Astrology Readings. Know thyself, balance your energy. If you like these daily horoscopes and want one personalized for you, same style, 3 minutes, about your chart, you can book a first impression reading at iamastrologyreadings.com for $25 and I'll record it, drop it right here on the feed. Tips is also welcome, even a dollar helps. Full deep dive readings also available, Cash App, Venmo, PayPal, all at I Am Astrology Readings. My brother's gotta eat too. I appreciate you in advance.